Welcome to all who join us here tonight, this most special of all nights, in which we begin the church's great Easter proclamation that Christ is risen, truly he has risen, as we offer this vigil of Easter. That we will continue to proclaim this great Easter proclamation, not only tonight, not only tomorrow, for Easter is more than a day, we will proclaim it for the next 50 days until Pentecost Sunday. It's a special welcome, particularly to the family and friends of those that are going to be received into the church through the Easter sacraments, through baptism, confirmation, and the Eucharist. Oh, happy of all nights for you, Tatum, and Wendy, and Lindsay, and Robin. And for all here tonight, and all of us at the Madeleine, you are amongst the estimated 100,000 people who tonight are being received into the Catholic Church throughout the United States. And that's just in the United States. Oh, happy night indeed. This night, we conclude the three holy days that precede Easter Sunday. We call the Sacred Triduum those 3 days, and all of Lent has been leading up to these 3 days. Of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and now Holy Saturday, that challenges us with that profound reality of God's love for us in Jesus Christ, the gifts of love in the gift of the Eucharist and the ordained priesthood that are given to us, the gifts of forgiveness of our sins offered on the cross that we marked yesterday with Good Friday, and now tonight, the victory of the light of the risen Christ over death and darkness, all of which give ultimate meaning to our lives. On Christmas Day, turn the clock back a few months, the gospel reading for Mass for Christmas Day doesn't talk about the shepherds, or about stars, or angels, or heavenly hosts, or the baby Jesus the way in the manger. That's Christmas Eve. But the Mass on Christmas Day, instead we hear the very beginning of the Gospel of John, what we call the prologue, which we're told that the Word of God is made flesh to live among us, what we call the incarnation, that this light is the light of the world, light for the world. This Word made flesh. This light is the light of Jesus Christ. And we also are told in that prologue on Christmas Day that people prefer the darkness over the light. But the light overcomes the darkness. The light overcomes the darkness. That's the great Easter proclamation of this happy night, that the light of Christ overcomes the darkness of sin and death itself. The Easter fire, the candles, the proclamation, the exultet with the Paschal candle, as we call out verbally and visually that Christ is risen, truly he is risen, these are all visible signs that the light has triumphed. And tonight we hear the history of salvation retold. We did not hear the entire Bible. I know it might sound like that to some, but no. We just hit the high points. We're retold those high points of how the divine love gives birth to creation. We're told how divine love gives rebirth to Moses and the Hebrew people in the Exodus as they go through the Red Sea, of that divine love spoken in the words of the prophets Isaiah and Ezekiel, promising a rebirth, a new heart, a new spirit, of the divine love being made present in Jesus Christ, as we hear in the words of St. Paul, that we are reborn in baptism. And we hear that divine love, who is Jesus, showing that it cannot be confined to the tomb. He has been raised. He is not here. That's what the women at the tomb, chief among them, the patron saint of our parish, St. Mary Magdalene. But they were told at dawn of the first day of the week, and not just the first day of the week, the first day of the new creation, because the world is recreated and made new in the risen Christ. And let's be clear about one thing. We're talking about a bodily resurrection. We're not talking about that Jesus passed out on the cross and then was resuscitated in the tomb. No, he was dead and has been raised up to life. And we're talking about a bodily resurrection. We're not talking that he rose metaphorically or he rose somehow in the hearts of his disciples or was raised up somehow spiritually but not bodily. That is not the proclamation of Easter that the church has proclaimed for 2,000 years and going. We proclaim that Christ is risen. Truly he is risen. That great Easter proclamation that the light overcomes the darkness on this happy night. And into this profound reality of God's love for us, our lives are given absolute meaning. This light of the resurrection is given and is entrusted to us at baptism. We renew the promises of our baptism on this happy night with all the amens, all the alleluias, the light of our candles at the Easter vigil challenge us to keep alive the light of faith, to let it burn brightly, especially in moments of darkness, until the Lord comes again. This gift of new life in the risen Christ who overcomes the darkness is to be sealed or completed in confirmation, being sealed by the gift of the Holy Spirit, and then to be nourished by the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ in the Eucharist. For remember, every Sunday is another Easter, no matter what month of the year it is. The first day of the week, the first day of the new creation. For the light of Christ comes into the world not only at Christmas, but in the darkness of this night. The darkness of our world, the darkness of our hearts to embrace us in that divine love so that we do not live in darkness. We do not fear death. And our lives have ultimate meaning in the risen Christ. So in this happy night, let the church's Easter proclamation be heard by one and by all throughout the world. Christ is our life. For Christ is risen. Truly, he is risen.